This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israel-Hamas truce in Gaza was poised to stretch into a fifth day on Tuesday amid expectations the Islamist group will free more of the hostages it seized on October 7th in return for greater aid flows and Israel's release of imprisoned Palestinians. After releasing 11 Israelis from the coastal Mediterranean Strip on Monday, Hamas has freed 69 of about 240 hostages it took. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas-affiliated media reported early on Tuesday Israel freed 30 Palestinian children and 3 women in the truce's fourth swap. As freed hostages return to Israel, details of their captivity have emerged. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Emotions were high as released hostages Sharon Avigdori and her 12-year-old daughter Noam Avigdori reunited with their family after weeks in captivity. Information about the conditions of captivity of the 58 hostages has been tightly controlled. But family members of the released hostages have begun to share details about their loved ones' experiences. Merav Raviv, whose 3 relatives were released, said they had been fed irregularly and had eaten mainly rice and bread and had slept on rows of chairs pushed together in a room that looks like a reception area. I'm Karen Chamas.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres described an extended truce between Israel and Hamas on Monday as a glimpse of hope and humanity, but warned it was not enough time to meet the aid needs of the Gaza Strip.
And I strongly hope that this will enable us to increase even more the humanitarian aid to the people in Gaza that is suffering so